See, Kathy Marshall even says that he has a ventriloquist dummy. That Joe Batanz has.
Maybe I've heard that and I don't remember. I mean, it could totally. By the way, YouTube, if anyone's watching, we are ending that.
We are ending our broadcast day because I want to play you some stuff that is not copyright friendly, and so I don't want it on the YouTube. Although I don't know. I guess I can't play this for you because it's such a... God, that annoys me.
What annoys you?
That I can't play it for you because it is potentially a spoiler for Star Trek, right? So,
I need to change the white balance on the real camera. I look red.
Yeah, I thought you were just sunburnt. Yeah.
I think the white balance is better on the webcam now that I've tweaked the webcam. Because also, the blocks look blue on the webcam, where they do look kind of goldish on the...
Yeah, they do look blue now. Yeah.
That's the webcam.
Yeah.
So
you're not talking about the light blue. It's light blue and gold, right?
No, it's blue and black. Oh. But it probably looks gold to you because the light is shining down on the black because I added that light.
Lamont Cranston says, I never answered your puffin question. They are not around Reykjavik like pigeons in a city. I think you need to know where to spot them in the wild. I did the glacier walk on my first trip there. It is a challenge. Especially at all people.
Challenge
let me tell you. When you go hiking with Adam, he has no less than 100 pounds of camera equipment with him. And a huge bag. And he's just like going out, just dragging this huge 100 pounds of camera equipment.
I wasn't breathing hard. What's going on here?
I was breathing hard. That was before I started walking. Oh, you have to attach spikes to your shoes. Cramp on... Cramp off.
Do they have crevasses? That's what.
Ooh, see, very dangerous.
I thought they were called just crevices, right? And then my stepdad calls these cracks in the ice. Apparently, they're called crevasses. So
I have heard them called both.
We're doing, we're doing that on say the first day is. Golden Circle and the Blue Lagoon. And then we're doing Gay Pride on Saturday. That's it. No tours, just Gay Pride.
Did you know that Anti-Scott is an acronym for test auction?
No, I didn't know that. I'm still trying to decide if we're going to go to the penis museum.
Oh, well, why wouldn't you? Because when I think about you and Mittens' answer, a relationship, all I can think is how you talk openly about, sex and like you like to a very healthy conversation about sex.
Because it's Gay Pride.
Yeah.
You know, all the gay boys are going to be going to the penis museum. I mean, I can only imagine. We should go to the penis museum, like right after the Gay Pride Parade or something. I feel like that's going to be, no human specimens on display. Lamont says, "Well, that sucks."
Oh, by the way, Lamont Cranston, anagram for constant normal.
I mean, that's accurate as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like he's a constant normal in my life.
Exactly. Let's see. What am I? Daniel Brewer is an anagram for... No, don't like that one. No.
The next one while you're looking at that is whale watching. And then we're doing Pokemon Community Day in Reykjavik. And then the next day is Snæfellsnes Peninsula Tour with lunch at a horse farm. And then the last day is the Puffin Express, and we're doing Sky Lagoon, which is a new lagoon.
A new one. Yeah, I don't have any good ones for me. Let's see. Daniel Brewer is an anagram for... I'm trying to find the first one that's not like a name. You know what I'm saying? Like something that would be funny that's not a name. Because there's a lot of names. Oh, barreled wine. There we go. Barreled wine. Daniel Brewer is an anagram for barreled wine.
That is also fitting.
I know. It's very
although
fitting.
It should be some other form of alcohol, but I... but, you know, I yeah.
Yes, Kathy Marshall, I'm using an anagram app.
We're flying to London the next day, and then the next day we're going to this bakery called Fabrique in Covent Garden.
Nice.
We're seeing Mousetrap, which is the world's longest running play. Mm-hmm. It is in its 70th season.
I think I've heard this, yeah.
You probably have. And then I want to do another West End show that night, but I haven't picked one yet. And then
with,
I don't know.
With East End Boys?
I don't get your joke.
It's a Pet Shop Boys lyric, East End Boys and West End Girls. Or is it West End Boys? Is it East End Girls and West End Boys? I don't.
And then I think on Friday we're going to do...
Yeah.
I think we're going to do Tower of London Thursday morning after the bakery. And then Friday, I think we're going to do Kensington Palace. Okay, and then we're having tea.
Don't do London Bridge. I hear it's falling down.
I mean, you walk over London Bridge.
It's falling down. London Bridge is falling down. Something.
And I'm debating about whether I'm going to tell my ex like somewhere that we are. He emailed me. My ex emails me when he's drunk.
Yeah. Now this is not Maddie. This is
no, it's Nathan. And I mean, I like my ex. We're friends. I mean, whatever. But he emails me apparently when he's drunk because it was like, well, last time you were here, he just emailed me like 2 weeks ago. He's like, last time you were here, I wanted to get closure and I just felt like you were being weird. And then you talked bad about my brother on one of your podcasts.
Oh, he listens to our podcast.
I don't remember. I say things on the podcast. I don't remember. And I probably did say something that I thought would be funny. And then, you know, he was offended or whatever. He said, I'll probably never see you again. And now I'm like, well, should we have lunch with him? He's married. I mean, it's not like,
yeah.
And I told Mark, I'm like, would that make you feel weird? It's like, Mark's like, I'm not worried.
Yeah. Does that make you worried that you're going to go have lunch with someone in London who's married?
True. But I don't know. We're going to be there such a small amount of time. I don't know if I'm going to tell him.
Are you familiar with the Pokemon theme song?
I've heard it because Mark watches the Pokemon. I wanna be the very best. Yep. No one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. Pokemon.
So someone had far too much time in their hands, but they found out that Emily Dickinson wrote her poems in a common verse.
Okay.
And they all
like
match.
Like iambic pentameter or
no,
something?
No, I don't know. It's whatever this verse is, you know, however, whatever the verse is that she writes in perfectly fits the Pokemon theme song. So you can sing any Emily Dickinson poem as to the tune of Pokemon, the Pokemon theme song. Da 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 da. That's the rhythm that she uses for her poem. So I just thought it's like, who the fuck found that out? Who like sat there and figured that one out?
I don't know.
Like, here's one. I taste a liquor never brewed from tankard scooped in pearl. Not all the Frankfurt berries yield such an alcohol.
Okay. Well, they don't rhyme.
It's Emily Dickinson.
I don't know about poetry and this non-rhyming poetry and like all of this stuff. Like, I don't know about all that.
I just thought it was really kind of cool that you can sing any Emily Dickinson. If I had a kid and they had to learn Emily Dickinson's poems at school, I'd be like, look, you can sing it to the Pokemon theme song. And then that'll help you remember it. All right. So what time do you have to leave to get your hairs cut tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not in a hurry because it's only 11 here.
Cool. But yeah. You seem to be fading because you were just like
I got one yawn.
I need to tinkle.
I'm turning things off related to the video.
I need to tinkle. So if you could talk to the fine folks in the chat room. I'll be right back. And then I am going to play you this clip. I don't care if it spoils Star Trek for you or not. It's not going to spoil anything in the series because it was literally it's a special episode that had no real connection.
Yeah, I got it. I'm trying to plug in these iPads that I've got seem to drain so fast. And I only use this one iPad for this show. And if I forget to plug it in, it won't be. And I almost forgot. I almost forgot earlier. I plugged it in earlier and it only charged to like 56% before we did the show. I did get it plugged in though. So anyway, I'm excited about the trip. I hope it doesn't. Is my ex in London proper or does he require travel? I don't get the question. Is he in London proper? Sorry. He's in London. He lives in London. I don't know where in London he lives, but I think they bought a condo in Canary Wharf. But I could be wrong about that. But I feel like he said that they bought a place in Canary Wharf, which I don't know that we would go. I like Canary Wharf, but mainly I liked it because there was a Chili's or an Outback Steakhouse or something. I can't remember because back then I was like, oh, I want some American food. But so I feel like he told me they bought a condo in Canary Wharf. But I mean, we could totally meet each other. I don't mind him communicating. He's just always very emotional. Like, and I was like, why is he being so, he's always emotional when he emails. And I'm not good at communicating with people. And so sometimes it takes me a while to email back because I'm trying to think of what to say, you know, and then I forget. I'll be like, oh, I don't know. I didn't know this, but he told me, this last time he emailed me, I'm like, why so emotional? Like, that's how I responded. I'm like, why are you being so dramatic? It took me a few days to respond to you. I'm sorry. like I'm not ignoring you. I just, I have a life or whatever. And he says, well, I was drunk. I'm drunk usually when I write you. So he's like, I was drunk. So I'm like, oh, okay. That makes complete sense. No, I like Nathan. We're friends and he broke up with me. So, I mean, it's not like, but I mean, it wouldn't have worked because he had gone back to England and I was in the US going, you know.
I mean, if you were to meet up with him and have dinner, whatever, he wouldn't be drunk then. So it's not like you wouldn't be dealing with the drunk guy. No, but I mean,
we've made up, Lamont. I mean, like we're good. We're cool. But I don't know. I mean, we've been apart for. See, that the thing is, the weird thing is, he was before Maddie. So Maddie and I were together for 8 years. Mark and I have been together for almost 12 years almost 12 years or 12. Or were you at 11 or 12? Anyway, somewhere around there. So it's been 20 years since Nathan and I were boyfriends. So, I mean, it's like we're totally But so anyway, he's in, and he started apparently doing drag. And so, I mean, another thing we could do, maybe he'll be doing a drag show while we're there. So we could go to GAY or something.
I'm sorry. I have to sing another poem here. It's like, because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves at immortality.
Pokemon.
All right, I'm going to, I need to talk about this. I'm sorry, Adam, this is just going to have to be the price that you pay of being my co-host.
I didn't even know that it had started until last week.
Special episode. And what they did, this was a musical.
The crossover one, I feel like it's going to, a musical. Oh,
they did an entire musical. Now, I thought the same thing that you just did right then.
Musical TV shows.
I thought to myself, okay, this has the potential to be super cringy, super, like when the cast of Discovery sang a music video song and they put it on YouTube and it was just, I know you think you did a really good
thing. I only like musicals in a theater.
The story that they set up around this and the whole thing that they set up around this as to why they were singing and what was happening was clever and it was really well written. And so I was willing to go along with it because it was a clever, plot device to have them do this thing. And there was a real story behind it. Like it wasn't like the story of the episode is about them singing. Right, it's like, why are we singing? What's causing it? What's forcing us to sing? And like, where's this coming from? And when it's like, so, okay. It's a region of subspace that was exposed that they had transmitted
Is it like one of those? Was it like the episode where Sulu? Or is it Sulu that's sword fighting with? And they're all going crazy or something.
No. This has spawned, this weird alternate reality where things are done in musicals. And so while they're singing, they're confused that they're singing. They're like, oh my God, why am I singing this? It's like, and it's just really, really well done. But here's what I wanted to play for you. This is the way that the Enterprise figures out that they can destroy this thing that's causing this rift that's causing this them to sing is that they have to overload the feedback with was just one or two people singing, but they need to have the whole crew has to sing in order for this, for them to reach a certain feedback level that will shatter the thing. All right, so
I mean, it sounds like a great premise.
I don't even care. I'm giving them credit. They did a good job of writing this. But here, the ending of this number, they have what could be my favorite phrase in any musical song ever written anywhere. So I just want to play the snippet of it here and see if you hear the same lyrical line that I just dearly love. This is the big final production number that's going to shatter the rift, right? All right, hold on. I have to wait for the Klingons to finish. Okay, here we go. Here's the big finale. Okay, so did you hear the lyric that I deeply loved?
I don't know. I think I was distracted because it sounded like they were playing the noise that the Enterprise makes before it goes to warp.
Yes.
And so I missed some of the words, but no, I don't know. What did you?
It was at the very end there. something sensational, blah, blah, blah. Boldly explorational. Oh. They're boldly explorational. I was like, oh my God. That's such
a Rotten Tomatoes score for season two.
That is such. Let me tell you though, it would have been easy to fuck this up.
You're not selling it.
What do you mean I'm not selling it?
You are not. You don't know. I hate musical. I might even skip that episode. Like that and the whole like crossover with an animated thing. Like, come on. Just give me a sci-fi story. Don't try to be cutesy.
But you know what? Both of them had really good sci-fi stories in them. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like, it wasn't just like, we're going to sing all of our lines or whatever. It was like, there were specific things that caused the songs to start. And then that was what they figured out along the way as they, you know, solved it. Like they solved the riddle. That was, I thought it was a great episode of Star Trek. It was like, okay. Everyone in, oh my God, you can hear auto-tuning and a lot of the cast members, but you know, a few of them could sing, but I'm telling you, it was a very good episode. I actually rewatched it tonight just to hear the songs again. They're very earwormy.
Well, here's one review, audience review for this season was going good. Then season two, episode 9 with all of the nonsense singing. A little bit would have been fine, but it was like they were doing Hamilton, a musical. This is sci-fi. Please stick with that going forward and sci-fi the focus.
That's the thing I don't get. This was completely sci-fi. This was the definition of science fiction. A rip in subspace has caused reality to spawn off an alternate reality that the Enterprise is trapped in that behaves on the rules of musicals. That was what they figured out. It's like, that's science fiction. That is classic science fiction. It's like, we're being affected by this thing and we have to figure out how to get out of it. And it was done really well.
Okay. I mean, I like Strange New World and I plan on watching that season. But I will say, I feel like you are a bit of a Star Trek apologist. I feel like you'll pretty much like whatever like they put out for the most part. So
I've pointed out things I didn't like before, but for the most part, yeah, that's why I'm a Star Trek fan. I like Star Trek. So
yeah, you know. I mean, I like it too. I just am like, I will cringe through because I don't know why, because I go to musicals. Like, we are going to a musical in London. If I'm going to a thing on a stage with sets and whatever and costumes and fine, but I don't prefer movies and TV shows that are musicals. Like, I, for whatever reason, if it's a music, here's the other thing that's weird. If it is a musical that then is made into a movie, I'm also okay with that, but there's some barrier in my brain between like what a musical is and what a movie or a TV show is. And I don't like it when they like randomly, like, you know, it's normal life, you know, some crime procedural or whatever. And then they have a musical episode. It's like, what the it's like,
yeah, a lot of the MacGuffins that they use to make those musical episodes are goofy because the concept is goofy. But I'm just telling you, I feel like Star Trek really pulled it off. It was a good science fiction story. Like, even if you skip the songs, even if, you know, you didn't have the songs, it was still an interesting episode of them solving what was happening and stuff. So,
well, the other thing that I don't like, I have weird things that I don't like. Yeah. The other thing I don't like is a musical where all they do is sing.
So no, this was not all singing.
I need to have speaking. And
oh yeah, no, there's plenty of speaking. Yeah, there's plenty of speaking.
Yeah.
They were following the rules. They figured out that this universe followed the rules of musicals, which means that the songs only happen at heightened emotional times, like at a character's heightened emotional time. And that would be what would trigger the song.
Like the thing that I think one of the reasons I did not enjoy Hamilton the first time mm-hmm. is because the whole thing is singing.
Yes.
Like there is no... Or rapping, or like whatever. It's like there is no break. You are just, it is a concert for 2.5 hours or whatever. Yep. And I, I think that's one of the reasons I didn't like it. Are they ever going to just stop and talk? Like, are they going to give me some dialogue here? You know?
I mean, you could say that about Hedwig, right? Hedwig.
I actually have not seen Hedwig, so.
You know, I saw it with Neil Patrick Harris.
I know, you did. Yeah. I don't think that's playing in the West End, so. That would be a good one to see if it was.
I don't think it's still playing at all. It was, you know, it launched Jan, the writer, the author of it, played Hedwig the first time it was off Broadway. And then, you know, it had its revival like 10 years later, which was when Neil Patrick did it. So I don't think it's still running, though.
One of the reasons I want to say I want to see two things is because I don't really think Mark likes plays all that much. I think he prefers musicals. And Mousetrap is a play, but I want to see it because
do you
I
not
feel.
Ask, though? Because you keep saying, I feel like he doesn't like this, or I feel like he's not into that. It's like, do you guys not talk about.
We do. Things? We do. But I mean, he will say he's fine with something.
Yeah.
But I don't think he enjoys it as much. Like, I've asked him before, and he just says, oh, no, it's fine. I mean,
you know
that's
what? But sometimes it is. Like, I'm like, yeah. I know Zach gets angry with me. Well, angry. He gets frustrated with me because I will say, like, whatever you want to do, it's fine. It's like, he's like, what I'm asking you. It's like, but I honestly, it's like, I'm absolutely ambivalent. If you want to do this thing, then yeah, but I'm not going to, like, you know, I don't know that I would just do it on my own, but if it's something you want to do, sure, we'll go and do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and it'll be fine either way. And maybe sometimes that's all he means. Then you're looking for some specific yes or no. And honestly, the answer is, yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, I'm happy to do it. So maybe, well, anyway, maybe
I mean,
he does like
plays. It's not a big deal anyway. I mean, I like shows, so I don't mind seeing two in a day. It's just... It's
he likes all of Betty Lou's presentations, and those are essentially a one-act play.
on the
cruise ship. I mean, there was nothing fucking else to do, but, you know, listen to Betty Lou, but.
I'm not sure that he really liked those, but sure.
I fell asleep in one.
I liked them. I enjoyed them. I thought they were entertaining. Oh, that's, you know, maybe we should just go see Matilda.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll go a waltzing Matilda with me.
Because that's right near our hotel, which means we could get.
Are you going to sing that song?
Oh, it looks. No, I'm not going to sing that song.
Do you know what song I'm talking about?
The one you just sang, I think.
No, you said you're going to go see Matilda.
Matilda is one of the options, and I was a couple of the things I wanted to see were kind of far away from our hotel, and if we're going to do two shows in the same day, I think they should all be within the West End, because that's where we're staying. But it's at 7 p.m.
This song.
Is this Matilda? Like the musical?
It is.
Oh. Have you seen Matilda?
No.
It has good reviews.
I don't think there is as many children on stage as there are in this movie. But. I mean, Matilda the musical, the movie is on Netflix. You could watch.
Well, I don't want to do that if I'm going to see it because yeah. I don't want to like.
I think it had.
Uh, Auntie Scott says he's really flummoxed when I say I don't think he. Mark says everything is fine. That is his response. He doesn't like conflict, and so he doesn't.
He doubts that when Mark says it's fine, that he really means it's fine. But
just like my cooking, yeah, he will always say he likes it, even if he doesn't. I mean, he's even admitted as much, because he wants to avoid having any sort of any negativity. So it's hard to know sometimes. It's just the way he is.
Don't go changing.
It's just the way he is. He avoids conflict at all cost, and he doesn't, then he will just, yeah. It is what it is. But sometimes I have to read between the lines, you know, because of that. Because he's not going to generally tell me.
Or he'll just text you. So, are you recording Throwing Down again before you leave?
Yeah. As far as I know, although Joe apparently has COVID, so...
Oh, wow.
I guess it's going to depend on how he feels. He didn't tell me. He announced it in his Afterthought Media channel. That's where I saw it. He hasn't messaged me at all. So I'm assuming he would message me if we weren't going to do it.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, that's Sunday though, right?
It's Sunday, and yeah, this was a few days ago when he... And he said he was feeling okay, so I assume we're still doing it.
Yeah, he texted me out of the blue the other day. He wanted to do this harassing thing where he wanted to sign up for a show on Pride 48 called Anti-Vera Loves Trump, just so that Vera would have to read it in the intro. And I was just like going, ha ha, that's very funny. However, I happen to know that you'll never fill out this registration. So just like, that would require you to fill out the registration.
Yeah. I haven't asked him, but I assume we'll at least do Throwing Down. But if I don't know if Drag Race will still be going on when we're,
I don't know.
I think it's going on right now because Mark and I started it, but we paused.
When did they do the Dubious Intent tribute show? That was a year, right? That was one of the years. Joe and Lori did the Dubious Intent tribute show where they,
I don't know, they that played could have been us last year. I'm not sure.
I don't think it was last year because I wasn't, because I remember I was listening to it in the car because I was driving. And I'm pretty sure that last year I was at home the whole weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I know he did it, but I don't know. And I'm not sure if I heard it or not.
I thought it was good. To be honest. I thought it was really good. I was just like going, yeah, that was, you caught the essence of Dubious Intent. Yeah. Have we gotten new shows now?
No, we still, I mean, like 2 days after I sent the email out, everybody had registered that has registered.
But that's because those are just people that have signed up for our newsletter.
Yeah, but we have like 175.
No, I know that, but there are some, there are many shows that have done so in the past that aren't signed up for our newsletter. Like when they pod faded, they unsubscribed
possibly. Like I said, I'm going to email the email addresses that I have with a reminder. Yeah. We have 2 more weeks to go. If no one else signs up,
asked Madge?
No, I haven't. But he'll be on the list of people that I send an email to.
All right, cool.
So, I mean, he'll get it.
Yeah, this will be,
I don't know why he wouldn't, because he still does his show on Wednesday. Well, I don't know if it's every Wednesday, but he still does.
Maybe he's not signed up for the newsletter. The thing I think I'm going to ask, I will send an email to Kevin B. and see if he and Michael want to do it.
I mean, they've never done it.
They signed up 1 year and then backed out at the last minute. Yeah. And then I also, I found out today, I heard today on the TikTok, Adam, you know, because I watched the TikTok, that everything from top to bottom, they've been on, like, it seemed like they had pod faded because they just kind of went away and they were doing weekly episodes and they just stopped. But I just saw their TikTok today saying, oh no, we're coming back. We've had a busy summer, but we're trying to get our stuff together to come back. And so I think I might reach out to them and go, hey, we have this live streaming weekend. You might want to try, you know, if you're looking for more interaction, you can try, you know, doing your show here.
I feel like, I don't know what if there's attraction for new shows as much, because this is our last one. So it's like, oh, come do this. It's the last time we're ever going to do it.
Yeah, but if you, you have an active podcast, then that's how people hear about you, right? You, no one would have heard of us if we weren't on other shows.
True.
No one would have known about Dubious Intent if I hadn't been on Archer's Gangbang back when I was doing it with Alden.
Well, it's funny because I never listened to Archer's Gangbang, but somehow I knew about your show. Was it because you called in to our show?
Yes.
Okay.
I had called into your show. Or it emailed you or something.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Was that your strategy? You would just call in to shows to promote your own? Is that what you were doing?
No, I liked your show. I listened to it. And I don't think I was doing... Maybe I was doing Dubious Intent. I think I was doing the political show at the time that...
I think you were doing Dubious Intent at that time when you called. But I could be wrong. My memory's shit.
Regardless. So, I mean... Yeah, I feel like that wasn't my intention. I mean, yeah, I did the Archer Gangbang for publicity, but I didn't do. I posted online and stuff, but no, I didn't.
By the way, if you're purchasing Christmas lights set up, it's about that time of year that you need to contact your people and get on their schedule. So I just got a text message from my Christmas light folks today telling me I need to get on their schedule if I want it. And I do.
You do?
I do, because it's so pretty and we don't have to do anything. It just one day, like, come out, I hear people walking on my roof. It takes about an hour and then I've got Christmas lights.
So,
it's like magic little Christmas light elves.
We, you know, I mean, if Mark doesn't like us coming to your house for Christmas, we can come up with an excuse not to come.
No, I wish you had never seen that.
Oh, no. I was just saying, you were saying that Mark always says it's just fine and everything. So if he's like going like,
oh, no, yeah. I don't feel that way about that. I mean, I mean,
I do know it's imposing because we like, hey, we're going to sleep in this room and we're going to stay, you know, show up and like, hey, entertain us.
Sleep in his room?
I know. I said, entertain us all day and then we sleep in your room. I mean, we sleep in your guest room and it's like...
You're the only ones that use that. No, he does not have any problem with you guys coming. We love to have you and you're the only guests we ever have. So... I feel like, you know, we should have guests at least once a year. You guys should definitely come.
So, I mean, we'll be up there.
Yeah. No, well, you should. No, I mean,
we haven't set our dates
yet. And I feel like, I know that's just going to eat you up for the rest of your life, that text message.
I'm not, but honestly, Adam, honestly, it is not eating me up. It is not eating me up. I am fine.
It wasn't the way he said it either. It's not that he doesn't.
I wasn't even upset about the text. I was just like, oh, well, that's, I get that, right? He doesn't know us as well as we know you. And so, yeah, I could see where it's
he's
like,
just...
And it's fine. And
introverted around people.
And it's fine.
He doesn't...
It's absolutely fine.
And I don't know if it's like the English thing or whatever, because he's not that way around the Filipino people. But he's that way around, not, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like I talked to him about it, and I feel like we've been closer since.
Okay, good.
So I'm not upset. Totally, I'm fine. I'm fine. God damn it! No,
it was super embarrassing for me. That's all I've got to say.
I'm sorry, and I.
No, it wasn't your fault.
No, I know, but it was just one of those. You feel bad.
Unfortunate situation.
Yeah, I was like, all right. What was I going to say? I was going to say something, and I just completely went like right out of my.
I don't know.
Right out of my head. Right out of my barrel wine.
Where's barrel wine?
Barrel wine. I have no
brewer. See, it doesn't even seem like, that's all the app that you're using uses all the letters. It has to use all the letters to be a true anagram, correct?
Yes. Do you want the link? Here, I'll put the link in the chat room. Everyone can play with, welcome, Daniel. I'm the Pride 48 bot. Wait, let's see. I'm the Pride 48 bot. I wonder what an anagram for that is. Let's find out. I'm the Pride 48 bot. Oh, 40. It doesn't have numbers, so I can't do, it only does letters.
I don't see any anagrams of Mark's name.
If you go.
English. This is all gibberish. Calvliv Ramal. Calvliv Marla. Cavalilla Marv.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to. Some of those are valid English words. I mean, it's just an algorithm that's just finding valid words. But English has a bunch of dumb valid words, and it's just you just have to kind of weed through them. But there's like 10,000 for all of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay. If you click the button that says words,
yeah.
It is not using all of the letters in there because those are just
words that are contained in it. Click on anagrams and click on the anagrams button and it'll give you anagrams.
Yeah, but these are just gibberish. They're not even words at all.
Well, like Drew O'Brien.
Unless it's in Latin.
Don't step on my line here, buddy. Drew O'Brien.
La la, la McRevie.
Drew O'Brien is an anagram for bored wiener.
I mean, okay. Well, Mark's name apparently has no English. Maybe these are all Tagalog and I'm not aware, but there are no English. I mean,
also weird boner.
How are you like going through this entire list of thousands of lines and
yes,
finding...
I'm just scrolling down till I see a funny word.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I'm putting in my name and I'm seeing Abram Duns, Abrams Dunn, Adder Nums, Adam Unbars. Amber Ann's, Amber Dan's, Amber Sand, Amur Bands. There's none of these are actual, like, I don't know where you found, I can't even see, Drama Snub. Oh, there's one, Drama Snub.
Yeah, you can mix them up too. You can say like Snub Drama or something, but yes.
Drama Snub. What if it made you think of anagrams all of a sudden? Like, how did that even come? Have you been doing this for a long time and I just didn't know? Or was this tonight?
No, I've always done this. I don't do it on every show, but yeah,
just
I've been.
Sit around and type in like, oh, what was
sometimes,
be an anagram
sometimes
for this
I'll
thing?
Just say something and then, you know, that's an anagram for blah, blah, blah. And it's like, just because I thought about doing it.
I see.
I love anagrams. Anagrams are cool. I love anagrams. I love palindromes. I love, you know what a palindrome is, right?
Is it the one that's the same backwards and forwards?
Yes, it is spelled the same forward and backwards. So a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. That sentence is the same spelled backwards and forwards. So palindromes are cool. Anagrams are cool. There was this comedian once that was talking about how she was traveling with her lawyer friend.
Adam is not, but Madam is.
And her lawyer friend, you know, as they were driving, said, "I'm getting hungry. We should look for a Denny's or an analog thereof." And the comedian was like, "And I heard anagram, and I'm trying to figure out what restaurants."
What?
What restaurants are an anagram of Denny's? Oh, it still gets me. I'm sorry.
That's kind of a what am I looking for here? What word am I looking for? It's kind of a not heady, a comedy that's like
cerebral.
Yeah, it's kind of cerebral, I feel.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
I feel like I found a website the other day that would show me the view from every seat in the theater.
Oh. Yeah, I've seen those before. I mean, they give you the same picture, they just kind of tilt it. But yeah. Dear God, Kathy Marshall. There are over 10,000 anagrams for Kathy Marshall. It stopped at 10,000.
It's like, I'm done. There's too many.
I stopped reading at Marshall Yacht. But I feel like that's just means that Kathy and Yacht are anagrams, right? It's like Marshall stays the same. A la car myths.
They need to tweak their algorithm to only output actual, like, English. Like, those are not all words. I mean, if they are, they're like Scrabble words, like, that you would never say.
How would you, like, what source would they have that would denote whether it's a common word or not? Like, all they're doing is using an online dictionary of words. Like, there's no criteria on that record that says, oh, this word is less known than that. And he would have to go through all the words and match them. Yeah, I didn't even get out of the A's on Kathy Marshall. Just, wow.
You can use word frequency, she says. It would be easy to combine it with engrams.
All right, so who would have that? Who has a word frequency online?
So you're like Google?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that a random, this guy's scraping some online dictionary. It's a Perl script. Like, no one's making money off this anagram maker. It's just like somebody that did it in their spare time or whatever. So it's like, it can't cost any money. You can't license anything here. This is just...
Well, they need to do better.
For their free product that they give you for free. Well, they need to do better. I'm Adam Burns.
You know what?
No, I don't. What?
Let me try this and then I'll tell you. What? Huh? What? ChatGPT?
What?
ChatGPT?
Oh, yeah, I'm aware.
I said, what is a good anagram for Kathy Marshall? It says a good anagram for Kathy Marshall is charismatic ally.
Charismatic ally. Now, yeah. did you check it? Like, is that a real, you know, is that for real? Did you? Because sometimes, you know, ChatGPT will lie.
So it's too many. It's too many letters. Yeah. So maybe.
So for going back to work, they wanted us to send a headshot for our security badge and with on a white background. So I asked ChatGPT to make me. I mean, not ChatGPT. I asked Midjourney to make me a picture of a guinea pig, with an anthropomorphic guinea pig with a gray beard and horn rim glasses. So there you go. That's my guinea pig.
Give it a picture of you as a starting point? Because it kind of looks like you.
No, I did not. I did not.
But maybe that's just because you have a white beard.
Yeah, I've been saying white beard, glasses. Yeah, okay, it's a guinea pig. So yeah. Oh yeah, it looks like him. Yeah, it had trouble with ears. Yeah, I guess it did. But I had a Midjourney subscription a long time ago, and then I dropped it, and now I've picked it back up because I just went ahead and paid for it for the year. Because I do a lot of it now, like all kind of shit.
It says apologies for that mistake. You're right. Charismatic Ally is not a valid anagram for Kathy Marshall. Let me try again.
Okay.
A valid anagram for Kathy Marshall is Archly Marshall.
So Archly Marshall, is Marshall spelled with one L?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just took the Kathy and added the L from Marshall.
Another one is shall thy Maraic.
No.
Now we're getting into the.
Yeah. This anagram over here pulled out some nice ones. So Chala Smarty. So C H A L L. I think that's Hala. Hala Smarty is Kathy Marshall. Halt Marshallsea.
Okay. And I will admit this. ChatGPT wrote a lot of the Pride 48 bot.
Weird Boner is an anagram for Drew O'Brien. I was just saying that I didn't make, you know, I'm just reporting it. I'm just the messenger.
And you counted it, like, you know that that's the right number of letters and all that.
Oh, that's from the anagram maker. I trust that one. So, no, I didn't count it. But, yes, I'm pretty sure. You can do it right there. Well, I'm trying to figure out what this word means. What does this word mean? Lacrimal? Because that's when... lacrimal. Can I define that? Define lacrimal. That hysterical, then lacrimal.
Something related to tears or weeping, tear glands. Yeah,
weeping or tears. Oh, God.
It's used to describe the lacrimal gland, which is responsible for producing tears.
There you go. Well, so a proper anagram for Kathy Marshall is shat lacrimal.
Shat lacrimal?
Shitting or tears.
Could it be lacrimal shat?
Yes, it could be lacrimal chat, but there you go. Anybody else? Should we do Big Fatty? What's Big Fatty? Oh, Gary's no longer here, but Gary asked earlier if Big Fatty was level 13. No, he's not. Yeah, Big Fatty doesn't really have. Tit by fag. Get by fat. But yeah, nothing really very good at all. Do 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 do. Do, 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 do. You're typing over there.
I was just trying to anagrams for my name. Drum bands, sundrum bar, bad sun arm.
Yeah.
Manus bard. But again, these are like words that nobody uses. I said, can you use more common words? And it's still giving me like gibberish.
Yeah, you do have a lot of gibberish words in your name. I think the ones that the anagram one pulled out, well, this is the one where I told you what was absurd man. Absurd man, Adam Burns. armband, U.S. armband. Or armband us. Armband us. Or armband U.S., whatever.
I feel like anus.
Drama buns. Drama buns.
Drama buns. Drama buns. We've devolved into just reading anagrams on the stream. Is this entertaining for everyone? Just hearing anagrams
drama
on the stream.
Buns, man. Drama buns.
And
you know
feel
what
like
we need
Weird
to figure
Boner
out
was pretty entertaining.
You know what we need to figure out before the Pride 48 live streaming event in February, in September.
February?
We need to figure out polls. This MMO that I'm signed up in their beta and their close, I can't talk about it because I'm under an NDA, but I'm in a closed beta for an MMO. And on their Discord, they will post status things and then like they'll say, give us this reaction if, so it's like they're like doing polls, right? So like do the heart reaction if you got in, do this emotion, you know, this reaction, because you're not allowed to post in those channels, but you can, you know, react. So you can kind of like do a poll. So I was like, that's cool. Other than the fact that other people could add reactions. So then they kept adding. And it's like, but I was thinking, I don't know if we could like poll the audience during the live Pride 48 weekend, if we could figure out how to make a message where people could click on the reactions without, although I feel like there's probably a poll bot or something that we could like an ad.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. Easy poll.
Drama buns. Do a show with Weird Bone. It's the Boner and Buns Hour. Hi, everyone. I'm Weird Boner. Hey, everyone. I'm Drama Buns.
I mean, it looks like what they do is still based on reactions.
Are you familiar with your... Well, I don't know why I ask you these things, because I know the answer is no, you're not familiar with this. There's a podcast called... I Hate That, I think. Is it called I Hate That? Oh, someone's got to help me out here. It's the lady podcast. The podcast. I hate. Oh, what were those ladies? Oh, now I got to go through my history here. Hold on. For the record, this is a Drive Time radio program. What are you doing, Adam?
I'm listening to you.
I know you're I'm looking for something, and you're just like, there's dead air, Adam.
What do you want me to say? First of all, I've had zero gummies.
Yeah.
But you are. I've had zero alcohol. I'm perfectly awake.
Yeah.
But you were asking me a question, and I'm waiting on you to. So you're saying when I stop asking the question, you want me to just come in with some random extraneous thought. So that there's no dead air. Is that what you're saying? Because you're in the middle of a question. And you hate it when I interrupt you. So I don't interrupt you. Like this is... You literally hate it when I interrupt you. And you're asking me to interrupt you right now. Finish your fucking question.
I'm trying to find the name of the... I'm trying to find the goddamn podcast so that I can play you a clip... And I'm having a problem finding it because...
Do you know an anagram for that podcast?
And it's a, you know, so I found it on YouTube, so I don't even know, you know, it's not even in that history. So it's in my YouTube history.
Kathy Marshall says, this is a drive time radio program, drama buns and weird boner. I feel like, yeah, I feel drive. Yeah, it's, or even a morning, it's drama buns and weird boner in the morning. And then, you know.
I don't know where I do the thing. How do I get to my history in the mobile app? Oh, this is going to drive me fucking nuts, Adam. Hold on. I have to go to a different browser where I'm signed into that YouTube account.
Okay, I'm doing Matilda. I'm doing Matilda at 7 p.m.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Row R, seats 18 through and 19. So it's going to be a tight one because the Mousetrap is at 3. It's over at 5:30, and Matilda starts at 7.
Oh, wow. Gonna have to, so, yeah, barely enough time to pee.
So we're going to trek from one to the other. Weird boner and drama buns in the morning.
Star Trek?
I feel like for that, you have to change it. To boner and buns in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Simply Safe.
Okay, so this podcast is called I've Had It. Have you heard of this podcast called I've Had It?
Yes.
You have?
It's great. No.
It's
I feel like you said you started this with, of course you're not going to know. And now I feel like I should... No, just to prove you wrong, but no, I haven't heard of it.
It's these two ladies that the whole concept of their podcast is that these are things they've had it with. So they just bring up topics of things that they've just had it with. And I don't know if they're professional comedians or just funny rich white ladies or whatever, but they're very
again. 1, 2, 3.
It's better. One more time. Okay.
Third time's the charm. 1, 2, 3. Better.
It's better. But I'm just going to say you will compensate for those lackluster clap-ons with that darling little orange sherbet.
Thank you.
Number you have on. Let me get them to YouTube viewers. Look at the skin on Pops.
And world peace is a purpose. Like, I just... Like, yeah, if you're LeBron James, you do have a purpose. You're right. An incredible athlete. Or like the little Greta girl that...
The little climate activist.
The climate activist. That's right. A purpose.
Right.
Not getting a job because it doesn't fulfill your purpose in life.
Just means you're a lazy motherfucker.
It just means bullshit titty baby wanting mommy and daddy to continue to support you. I mean, that's just... I've had it with that.
So what you're saying is people... Instead of starting to hustle,
right,
use this excuse that I'm trying to find my purpose.
Right. They're trying to find their purpose. I'm like, go volunteer.
As a reason to be a lazy, unemployed titty baby sucking off mommy and daddy.
Correct.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think that probably, I mean, with the exception of you and your
titty baby right,
to the globe, very few people
I think they're your age.
Like, a purpose. Some people think they have a purpose.
No, I
like
think they're
maybe
my
that
age,
Joel
actually.
Osteen.
Right.
And he thinks his purpose is, you know, spreading the gospel or whatever. But smart people like you and me know that his purpose is to rake in billions of dollars tax free.
Racket.
So there's a lot
of
purpose fraud going on as well.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, they just list off things they don't like. It's just like
that's perfect for me. I love listing off things that I don't like. It's yeah. One of my favorite.
They're very funny. They had Trixie Mattel on this episode as a guest, and so they immediately started in with the TSA, which I thought was funny. So.
I'll give me the name again because
I've had it.
Hold on. I'm gonna. Are they Republicans? Because
no. No, they're rich liberal.
Had They sound Southern, so it's...
I don't know where they're from. I have not listened to them long enough to know where they're from.
Oh, when I... Is it a downloadable podcast or is it a YouTube thing?
Because I don't know. I mean, I'm watching it on YouTube.
Oh, it must just be a YouTube thing.
No, because it's called I've Had It Podcast. So it's not on Apple Podcast.
Well, I'm looking at Pocket Cast, but...
I'll try. Let me look over here.
I can't believe you're using Apple
Podcast. I'm not.
That's what you said.
I thought you were looking on Apple Podcasts.
I don't have an iPhone. So.
Oh.
I'm going to search. Remember?
I'm going to search now.
I don't see it.
Yeah, here it is. I got it. I'll see if I can copy the RSS feed here, and then I will. Let's see. Can I do that? Yeah, I can.
Daniel, I don't know how to download files on the internet, so...
Okay, Ricky Burton. I'm going to paste this link in the Pride 48 channel from my phone here. Let me see if that... There you go. There's the actual RSS feed from... This looks like I've had it podcast.podbean.com/feed.xml.
Oh, let's see. I can open Discord on my phone. It's like Joe Batance texts me. Now, I realize this is probably my lack of being set up to do this because other people can. But he texts me the link to the Riverside room that he wants me to go in to record the show. And I'm like, dude, I record on a computer, not my phone. So you're texting me a link to Riverside. Then I have to email the link to myself.
Yeah.
And then open. I mean, I know there's like on Windows, there's phone link. And so but on my Mac, I don't know if there's something because I.
Once you've linked your phone to the online thing, to the PC, you can just go to messages.android.com and sign in with your Android account. So you can do it on the Mac on the web. So you can go to
I didn't know that was a
thing. Yeah, messages. I have to do it on the right browser because it's saved. This browser. So it's...
Oh, so
messages.google.com. Yeah, just go to messages.google.com and sign in. Because once you've linked your Android phone to your Google account... Once you've linked it to your PC, anyway, the point is that's the website you'd go to, messages.google.com. And maybe you don't even have to link it. It's just the fact that your Android phone is linked to your thing, but that's how I text you usually.
Oh, it's a big, long list of instructions I'd follow. Okay, I'll do it later.
Yeah, but that's how I usually text you is from the web interface. Because that way I can type with spell check.
I wonder if I'm using Google's messages.
This is among the top 50 podcasting. Oh yeah, the I've Had It. Yeah, they're very popular. Their YouTube. I have to go back over to this browser for that. So they have 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, but that last episode, the one with Trixie Mattel, has had 90,000 views, and that's just their YouTube. So 90,000 YouTube views, and then, you know, most people subscribe to RSS, right? So, like, the majority of our audience doesn't watch us on YouTube. They download our podcast.
Yes, that is
correct. We get 30 or 40 views on our YouTube videos, but if they're getting 89,000 views on this video, then they probably have a very large subscriber base. I mean, they deserve it. They are very funny.
I subscribed.
They've been around for less than a year. Yeah.
What do they look like?
And yet they look like two really rich white women. They clearly spent money marketing it and You know, this studio that they're in, I think, is just a something in a one of their houses or offices or some wall in their office or something, because it really is. And I like the setup. I was showing this to Zach. I was like, it's a three camera setup. So there's a tight shot on the left, there's a tight shot on the right, and then there's a wide shot on the two of them. And I was like, we could get rid of the desk in for our Disney podcast and do it like that. Like that way we're not right next to each other. We could actually talk to each other by looking at each other, but then we could do a three camera shoot. So we would have a wide shot. And then we would have a close up of me and a close up of him, and then basically just edit it that way. One is a lawyer. The other is an interior decorator. Yes, definitely money. Yeah, that's never, a question. Just looking at them. But yeah, they're funny. I'll give them that. They're very funny.
Sounds like they are. Yeah. I will listen to an episode and see if I... So have you listened to an entire...
I listened to that one with Trixie Mattel, the one that I just played. Episode? It's called Death is a Total Racket with Trixie Mattel. And they're talking about funeral stuff and whatnot. But most of their podcasts don't have guests, I don't think.
I don't like guests on podcasts generally, unless it's a show where, like an NPR type show where it's, you know, they bring in experts or whatever and they interweave it very nicely where, you know, they'll be telling a story and then someone will just... Yeah. They're not necessarily asking them questions.
So what they do here is they do, all right. So their podcast is 45 minutes long, right? So the first 20 minutes of the podcast is them talking. It's them. It's like they're doing their shtick. They're doing their, this is what I hate. This is, you know, this is what's pissing me off. I've had it with
these titty babies.
Right. I've had it with this. That's the first 20 minutes. Then they go into the guest segment. And they do a little bit of talking, but it's all in the format of the show. So they like started off with Trixie, like, Trixie, what have you had it with? Like, what is it that you've had it with? And, you know, he went off on the TSA or something like that. And then they kind of do that. And then they kind of play a game with him, which is, you know, like a rapid fire kind of a thing.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you told me I should interrupt you.
Yeah.
You call Auntie Scott her, but you just called Trixie Mattel him. So where is the decision in your head there?
Because I was scrubbing through the video and Trixie is in boy drag for this. So I said he, cause I'm literally looking at a picture of Brian.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what? Auntie Vera, he even used to say, you know, he's everybody's favorite auntie or, you know, ask your auntie, whatever. It was very...
He has never
been a she.
Never.
No, but you have shat tears, Kathy Marshall.
I don't think it was shat tears. It was shat lacrimal.
Which meant tears, like yes.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. You know what? Here's the thing. There's a 50-50 chance that I'm going to call anyone she. You know what I'm saying? When I'm talking, like, what's her problem? Or what? I don't know what she was thinking. I intermix genders there all the time, especially when we're talking about gay men. I will sometimes throw a she in there, you know. Yes, it did. It took me forever to stop calling you the V word. but you know what? It was so weird because in the beginning of podcasting, you know, Adam, we've been around in this podcasting game for a while. You know, there was real fear of people using their real names. You know, you would hear the horror stories like Archer, like someone contacting his school and, you know, having him to basically have to take his podcast down.
Oh, it's happened to me.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys remember the person who emailed my parents and told them I was on Flirt for Free.
Yep.
And gave them the link.
Yep. And I know that that's, it's whatever. But yeah, there was a lot of fear. So in those early days of podcasting, when there was, a lot of interaction, people were like, I don't want to use my real name. And so, but then when you would meet them as a fellow podcaster, I'll say not on the air, as it were, when you would talk to them off show, they would want you to use their real names. And then I was always petrified that I was going to say Scott instead of Vera. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the thing that shut down Pride 48 one year, right? Was the Jan McClay saying Scott?
To be fair, we were at the end of the...
Oh, no. Yeah, it needed to be shut down. Yeah,
down Pride 48. Like, we were literally at the end, but yeah.
No, but I do remember that was when I cut the feed, was because I was like... I know he doesn't want his name out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he doesn't want his name out, that she just used his name. And, that was my fear. That was as someone who didn't know. Well,
you were afraid of Auntie Scott at the beginning.
Yes. Too. Yes.
You were afraid you were going to like piss him off or something, and he was going to.
No, it's one of those. Auntie Scott had his show was segmented. It was formatted. It was produced well. It was done well. It's like, I would say, if anything, it was an aspirational show. Like, it was like one of those, like, oh, I wish I could do, and that, if anything, it caused me to make my sound quality, but to really work on, well, I can't do this voice or whatever, but I can get the sound, quality right and stuff like that. But, there was a large amount of fear of, these are big names, right? These are big names, because you and I were nobodies. It's like when we started Pride 48, like
we're still nobodies.
Right. But I'm just saying, it was like, there was the people that we were talking to were people that had, thousands of listeners, and we didn't even do our own show. Like we were doing individual shows at the time. And I think Dubious Intent maybe had like 200 or 300 listeners, maybe as high as 400 at one point, but it was not, it wasn't a big show. Right.
Right.
And so, like Madge was huge and, PNS Explosion, and
it's because they got in at the very beginning.
Feast of Fools and Wanda, and you remember Auntie Scott used to be on a podcast with Madge and Wanda Wisdom, and it's like he's at that level, and it's like, I'm just this nobody, It's like I'm just a computer dude, right? So there was probably a bit of fear and. Not wanting to upset people early on. And then I quickly got over it. Yeah, why am I speaking faster? Because I quickly got
still,
over it.
Yes. You're still a nobody who's afraid of Auntie Scott. Is that what we're saying?
No. I got over it. I'm no longer scared of Auntie Scott. Because I took his voice and I produced these wonderful... listen to the ducking right here.
Well, howdy, folks. Dust off them calendars, because September 15th through the 17th, y'all got to be at Pride48.com. We're saddling up for our grand finale. Join us and explore the rich tapestry of our community with a heap of eclectic LGBTQ and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts from the full Pride48 stable. This here's your last chance to be part of this hootenanny. Looking for more info? Well,
yes.
Just mosey on over to the Pride 48 website for all the juicy details. Yes. Don't forget now, September 15th to the 17th. Only at Pride48.com.
Actually, the one of the hosts of the I've Had It podcast, I scrubbed a little further, and she's got her image is stuck on the screen, right? And I notice on her watch that she's wearing the Apple Watch, it's got a Pride wallpaper on it.
Well, that's nice. I think we've said this before. It's kind of unrelated, but our neighbors are very LGBTQ plus positive allies. They put a gay pride flag in their flower bed during Pride Month, and we don't.
Yeah.
So they're more... Amanda. I guess I shouldn't be giving out her name. Maybe address, last name, anything else I should give on air?
Well, I know your address, so where is she? Across the street or next door?
Next door.
Yeah.
If you you're leaving our house, they're on the left.
Well, it depends on whether you're going around the block.
If you're coming into our house, they're on the right.
On the right. Was that where the cow was?
No, it was right across. It was across the street. It was the house directly across. That was the craziest thing. And there's not much of a story. Yeah. But how do you, your garage opens up.
And there's a cow.
And there's a cow. And I'm like, what? What the hell?
My cow close encounter came when I was a Boy Scout and we were camping. We had gone on down the Peace River, and there was a piece of land that was owned by one of the people in our hometown that had, you know, allowed the Boy Scouts to camp there. And so we canoed down the Peace River and went to this land to camp. And, you know, that was our weekend thing or whatever. So we pitched our tents, whatever, and went to bed. And then I woke up at like 4 a.m. in the morning, and all I could hear was this god-awful honk, 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 like just this horrible, like ripping, rending noise. I couldn't figure out what the fuck it was. So I poked my head out the tent. We're surrounded by cows because it's a cow pasture. So they were just eating. They're just eating grass all around our tent. So it's just like... But when you don't know what it is, it sounds very frightening. The cow chewing the grass.
Chewing the cud.
I mean, even pulling the grass up because it makes a vibration on the ground, and you're camping on the ground. So, all right.
Now this cow, I don't know what this cow was doing. He apparently got out of, he or she. No, I guess it would be a she.
I mean, I think cows get out all the time, if I understand that. Isn't that why they brand them? They brand them because they get out, and then that way you know who they belong to.
I mean, if Yellowstone is to be believed, cattle thief is thieves are a thing, and so that's one of the reasons you brand them.
There you go. Kathy Marshall's got it. They understand momentum. Yeah, when you have a 2-ton, animal, 4-legged animal, like heading towards a little wire fence, that wire fence is going to lose. It's like,
yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it was gone when I got home in the afternoon, so I don't know if the farmer found out that Elsie was out of the
probably.
You know, whatever, and
probably, I would imagine, especially with like those Apple chip things as Apple, but I would imagine that they would be RFID chipped and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like if they left a perimeter, like a Bluetooth perimeter, that they would signal them back. I feel like modern farming.
You think farms are that modern nowadays?
Like, I feel like it, because that's cheap.
They've air tagged their cows.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Apple
I feel
air
like,
tag.
They I mean, just... those cows are worth money. They're certainly worth more than a $50 air tag.
Well, I do know that I don't know which field she came from, because there's...
You should have looked at the brand.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't even know. I don't know what the... And by the time I went in to tell Mark, hey, look, there's a cow. And by the time I came out, she had like wandered away. But
cow is the generic term. So there are boy cows. They're called either bulls or steers. And I think the difference is that steers are castrated. So... bulls and there's steers, and then there's heifers. Those are the females.
I mean, I know the way you catch a cow is you have two cowboys, and one of them ropes the front and one of them ropes the back legs.
There you go. That's one way.
And then that knocks them over, basically.
That's one way. Unless you're herding them, and then you're basically just using your horse to kind of.
And apparently, and I have never done this. I should try it since I live so close to a field.
Oh, tipping? You're going to cow tip?
But yeah, apparently you can go out at night and sneak up on them.
Yep, because they sleep standing up.
And push them over. I should get Mark. Hey, Boyfie, you want to go tip a cow over? He wouldn't think I was crazy.
Cow tipping. I mean, you can Google it. Cow tipping is a thing.
They used to do that when I was growing up. That was like a thing. A Friday night, you know, they would
Auntie,
all go.
Auntie Scott and nails it. He's like, go ask Mark if he wants to do it. He'll be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And maybe that's the truth. Maybe it is fine. Maybe he's happy to do it. Is Palea back up? Let me go see.
Palea?
Oh, yeah. They're back up. Okay, good. That's the... Oh, I can't talk about it. That's the... that may be the name of the MMO that I'm beta testing. Yeah, I can't. It's so stupid because we don't sign anything. We're just like... They're like, you're under NDA for this. And it's like... And if you read down further, it's like, yeah, there's no consequence to it. We're just asking you to do this on your honor, like not to talk about it or post screenshots. And
how did you get on a list to be a beta tester for something?
I mean, I met my boyfriend playing online games.
So is it someone from a guild that you're in or something that created this game and so they knew you? Or
I read about it launching, almost a year ago and I signed up for...
You signed up. Okay.
I went and signed up for alpha testing and so we did a couple of stress test, alpha test things and then it just went into closed beta this last week. So.
Nice.
I don't know much about it. I can't actually tell you much about it. Be honest,
no, I don't need to know. It's fine.
It's I haven't really had a chance. I was going to play some tomorrow to kind of explore.
I tried to get into Zelda, and I mean it wouldn't matter because I try to get into games, and the only reason I still play Pokemon is because it's a bonding thing
because of the Emily Dickinson poems.
I mean, that's going to keep me playing.
Right. Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, I had a very, very important question before you go.
Yeah.
I need.
That doesn't sound like a question.
To know. That's a question. Okay. I need to know what the best brand of peanut butter is. Now let me tell you what I'm going for here is I think the peanut butter that I have, which is Peter Pan, is not sweet enough. Like it, you know what I'm saying? Like I kind of want my peanut butter to be sweeter than that. And you know, not like honey roasted sweet, but just Peter Pan just seems to
but
not
you realize
taste
if
very
you
sweet.
Get sweet peanut butter that it won't be keto because
oh
they
no,
will
this
have
is for cheat. No,
sugar.
Peanut butter is not keto. This would be for tomorrow, like you know, my cheat day. It's like I like peanut butter, so it's like I'm just looking for a
see.
Sweeter
I'm a Peter. I'm a Peter Pan guy, so
really?
I don't like. I really like
Jif. All right, so Auntie Scott says Jif is the best. Now online, they ranked like the top 10 peanut butters or whatever, and they did say that you know Jif was their number one. However, they were talking about Reese's peanut butter and they described it as being sweeter than like the normal peanut butter, but still had a creamy texture and stuff. Oh, so Kathy Marshall is saying the Reese's peanut butter is too sweet. So maybe that's my in is the Reese's. So maybe I should try some Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah, I've always been, but see, it's what I grew up with. So, I mean, I like any peanut butter, to be honest. Well, I don't like those natural peanut butters where there's oil floating on top. Like, I do not like those.
So, the natural peanut butter with no sugar added is keto, but in like small amounts. But so that we do have unsweetened peanut butter here that we can use to make like keto peanut butter cookies and stuff like that. But, it's pretty gross on its own. It's just like mashed peanuts. So.
Yeah. Oh, I like peanuts.
I like peanuts. I like shelled peanuts. You know, I like sitting there and cracking the shell and just eating them raw.
You like Texas Roadhouse? Have you ever been to?
Oh yeah,
where
yeah.
they have the buckets of peanuts and then,
Five Guys also. Five Guys. If
you used to throw them on the floor, which I always thought was weird. You don't do that anymore. I don't think. No. I don't think they let you throw them on
Five
the floor
Guys
anymore,
has those little buckets and. the little buckets. But yeah, we have a lot of those peanut places. I used to buy peanuts, raw peanuts, at the grocery store, but Zach doesn't like the noise of them cracking. Like, it, that noise is like fingers on a chalkboard to him, like that. And so I'm sitting there, you know, doing it for hours, and he's just like, it's so dry. So I don't do it.
So I like more, I like all nuts. I'm a big fan of nuts, although I don't eat them a lot because they have a lot of, they're high fat and high calorie.
And according to according to your podcast, you think of nuts as balls. So you like all balls.
It's true. But I think my favorite nut, and it also is hard to eat too many of these, is sunflower seeds.
I like sunflower
seeds. In their shell. Not the one. I don't want the ones that come pre-shelled, and because then you could you can eat those so fast. I want them in the shell,
right?
And I like to salted because I like to suck.
It's like a salt lick,
the salt off of it, and then but I don't chew. I have to hold them in between my teeth.
You have to crack them and then get the little and then get your little nutty thing out of the middle, and then you throw the shell. Yeah, I grew up doing that. Yeah,
I mean, some people just somehow free the nut from the shell in their mouth.
Pistachios also. You can do that with pistachios because they also put the shells and you can do that with
them. Although pistachios generally they're partially open.
Yes. Because you'd crack your tooth trying to do it if they weren't partially open.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I once had sunflowers. Uh-huh. I grew actual sunflowers.
Actual flowers from the sun.
And I was going to roast the seeds and make my own sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
And I came home from school and my mom had chopped them down. And they weren't at the point where you could do whatever you need to do. I had looked up. I had researched.
Did God tell her to? Why did she cut them down?
I don't know. I don't know why. Maybe they were ugly. They had died.
She never told you?
But you need to. I don't remember what she said. She told me, but I think it's because they had lost the flowery bit, so they weren't pretty, and I had planted them like in front of the thing, and they were looking not pretty anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she realized that I was going to try to harvest the seeds and do all that maybe, and so she felt bad about it, I feel like. But it was too, they must have to ripen or something on the plant or something has to, I don't know. But I couldn't do what I wanted to do. That's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah, I need to decide what I want for my cheat lunch tomorrow. Is your camera froze or are you just staring very intently? No, your camera is frozen. Okay. Adam's camera's frozen, which means I can't hear him either. I don't know if he can hear me. He may be having the exact same conversation over on the stream. I'm going to say it was him. I mean, it was me because
it was you.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so because I
you froze like you were just
yeah you were you frozen were froze. As well. But then my Zoom rebooted and just went away and then just came back and said reconnected. So I think
that happens, I'm like talking, but I'm like I don't know why I'm talking because everyone's listening in Discord. Yeah. So
I was sitting there going, I thought you were just spaced out again. I was just like going like, hey Adam.
No, I didn't space out. I have not had
Adam,
anything.
I didn't.
Tonight.
Hey, don't look. I have to edit last week's. Level 13.
Yeah.
So you can't now talk about the things that you're making me edit
you
out.
You need to edit this again. Yeah.
See, no, I'm not. I'm not going to edit again. I'm going to edit last week's, not editing. So I'm just letting you know, you wanted me to edit it, so you can't talk about it.
I'm glad you remembered.
Well, why would I not? I mean, I could. You're right. You never listened to Level 13, so I could have just put it out and you wouldn't know.
We both went away briefly. Okay. Well, it's about that time.
Yeah,
I probably do need to go to bed soon anyway, because I do have a haircut, and I need to get up early enough to...
Right, hold on.
work out.
Say goodnight to the chat room. Say goodnight to level 13.
Chat room.
Say goodnight, level 13.
Goodnight, level 13.